Following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome into the Sunday Sip on WTMJ. Greg Matzik here with my friend Dan Krause from Krause Estate Planning and Elder Law Center. Boy, big words, estate planning, wills, big things to think about really at any point in your adult life. We'll explore exactly what it is and what Krause Estate Planning can do for you. Dan, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Well, I first of all wanted to thank you for your service.
It's really an honor. It was an honor to be able to serve the country. I'm a retired Army JAG officer now.
And now you're into estate planning.
Just to be clear, it's not a new career for me. I've been doing this for 25 years. It's something that I actually grew while I was in the Army Reserves. And between the times when I would get called up for certain things in the Army, I was growing my practice.
Now, the practice of helping people protect what they've earned and what they've built, estate planning, wills. You know, when I think about those words, it can sound intimidating. It can sound big. It can sound confusing. Tax laws are always changing. How do you at Krause Estate Planning help walk people through the process of crafting an estate plan or will?
It is a little intimidating. A lot of people find it intimidating to talk about death. But essentially, estate planning is facing that, at least for a short period of time, and making a plan. So what happens if I die, or what happens if I become incapacitated and I'm not able to manage my own stuff? What's going to happen? Can I control that? Who's going to be in charge?
Everybody's got a different stage of life. Some people are empty nesters. Some people have young kids. Some people aspire to have a family. When is it right to reach out to Krause Estate Planning?
Generally, people who are retired or entering retirement or have already retired and perhaps they need nursing care or their family, someone in their family needs nursing care, they should give us a call because normally they won't get the type of answers that they want to hear from, let's say, a long-term care facility or the county agency that helps elders to find a placement or places where they can live and be more comfortable. We also help people in all walks of life. Anybody who's at least 18 years of age may want, and many should have, an estate plan. Someone going off to college doesn't realize that if something happens to them, God forbid they get into a car accident or have an illness and now their parents are no longer able to make those health care decisions that they could make before. Their parents are not able to control their financial situations as they could before when they were 17. Anybody can do estate planning as long as they're 18 or older. Who do we most help? We most help the seniors, really, the people that are worried about losing everything towards the end of life.
Well, you're talking about a lot of people, Dan, who likely have a home and they've got 401ks and investment accounts, things along that line. But then all of a sudden, they need the assistance of a nursing home or some sort of facility that takes them out of their home. What do you do? How do you protect all that you've built?
Sometimes, Greg, people can get long-term care within their home, even using Medicaid. But oftentimes, and the most expensive ways that they get care is out of the home, like you say. How can we help them? A plan is really about deciding which option do you feel is the best for you. Helping people to access Medicaid in order to reduce the amount that the family needs to spend can help the elder person leave something behind. It can help the elder person, and sometimes this is even more important, to have security for themselves during their lifetime. Because imagine the case where an elder person enters a nursing facility and they spend all of their assets, and by the time that they pass away, they've got nothing left. And the worst part is that person is essentially out there on their own with nothing during the time that they are on Medicaid. So they've spent everything. Now they are 100% dependent on the government for their daily care. Getting massages every week to help them feel better, they won't be able to get those things because they don't have any money set aside. We can help people to set aside this money, not have to go into a facility knowing that if they're there long enough, they're going to be broke. We can help people to save those assets under control of the family.
And you give people peace of mind, right, during what could be a very challenging time, right? You give them that peace of mind and assurance that the government's not going to take everything away from you. We can work together to carve out a plan to give you what you want in your later stages.
Absolutely. Peace of mind is key. There's a peace that comes with having a plan. And just knowing that I have set something up. My children now are aware of what my plans are. And at that point, a lot of people just have a sigh of relief. They may not have a crisis. They may not need nursing care right away, but they know that if they do need it in the future, they've thought about it, it's not going to be as big of a dragon breathing down their neck because they've already dealt with it. They've already bought their armor. They've already put themselves in a plan that can help them.
Protecting your family's legacy. Krauss Estate Planning has been doing it since 1999. 25 years experience planning estates and wills. Dan Krauss will do it for you. Office is open in Brookfield, Madison, and a little south of Madison in Oregon. If you want to learn more about the firm, visit estateplanningpeople.com. If you have specific Medicaid questions, you can also visit savemomsassets.com. Dan Krauss of Krauss Estate Planning and Elder Law Center. Great information, Dan. I really appreciate your time. It's very important stuff.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate your time.